Grr.
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 Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Girl Movement.
So I wanted to start Girl, my podcast. I know a lot of people break out with podcasts and everything like that, but I wanted to start it just with me. You know, I wrestled back and forth about bringing somebody else in, and I felt like, who can explain the purpose more than you? And here I am. So I wanted to start by explaining to y'all what Girl is, the vision, the hope for it, and kind of what we hope to accomplish here. So Girl, truly, is a play on Girl. And it is truly for us women to uplift each other. It's two part. The biggest part is that. Lifting us up. We have a tendency, in just my own personal experience, being a military brat and, you know, kind of growing up most of my years overseas in Germany and then coming back, I had a hard time just being accepted by people that looked just like me. And a lot of times it was the women that made it very, very difficult. We couldn't appreciate each other's differences. We often capitalized on making fun of them. And it just felt like, where was the unity? Now, don't get me wrong. When we down for each other, we down for each other, like straight up. But I think as a whole, I think we struggle to instantly uplift one another and also uplift the fact that we have differences. So my hope is that this becomes an actual movement. I know you got a lot of people out here doing their own thing, which is awesome. But here's another take on it, another perspective. And I just kind of wanted to add to the discussion. The other part of Girl is actually flip-flops, trying to get them in nail salons. So the biggest thing for me is having options. I can't stand going to the nail salon and I forgot my flip-flops, or if I come in with boots on during the winter and I gotta walk out with these flim-flams, or pay $20 extra to get a daggone gel polish. My thought was, why not have the option just there for someone to kind of purchase them on their own? And my other thought was just like, okay, well, we can put it in between the pricing that it would take for you to get a gel polish, if you wanted to actually put your shoes back on, and have, but now you can have your own flip-flops. Some people don't get the vision, and I think as people with creative minds and dreams and a desire to be an entrepreneur, we can get hung up on the sale of it. And I am, true story, honestly, that's part of my struggle. I want people to believe in the vision, but I have to accept that not everybody will. And, but either way, you got to keep pushing, because God gave you the vision for a reason. So that is the true introduction of what Girl is. Now, as far as Girl Talk, I saw Girl Talk as, man, me and my girlfriends talk about all type of mess. And it is funny. Some of it's really funny. Some of it's really heavy. Some of it's uplifting. Some of it's encouragement. It's just a sisterhood. And I don't know. I just thought that it would be a good place to be able to have a conversation, not really structured, but really a raw conversation about different topics that we all tend to face in some form or fashion. Maybe not every detail, but can relate in some type of way. So I know you'll see, and sometimes it gets a little raunchy, guys. I'm going to be real, real, real honest, because some of it is actually over margaritas. Some of it is just us having a good time and being high on life. So I think that not every episode is going to be for each and every person, but I think it's important to keep an open mind And also join in on the conversation. I'm completely open to hearing from you, getting questions from you, even if you want to be a part. I mean, we need to support each other as much as we can, because I really believe that working for yourself is probably going to be the way to go over the next decade or so, with the way society is changing so much. So yeah, support, uplift us in prayer. You know, reach out, whatever it is that you feel like you want to do. I'm definitely here, and you'll see a lot of people that I feature on here are here as well. And they're entrepreneurs themselves, working on their own things. So support them also. So with that being said, let's just dive right into kind of a topic that, oh, another thing before I even go there. A lot of this stuff is personal to me. A lot of these things I'm actually learning myself, or I just got through going through it. And then it's just my perspective. It is not law. It is just what I got from my experience. So it's not meant to be offensive. And if it is, log off. But if you have the ability to kind of chime in, do so. So now, leading on to my topic that I wanted to talk to you about in my first episode. You know, I think it's so funny that Michelle Obama actually just touched on this, but like putting women choosing themselves first and putting themselves first, oh my gosh, guys, is like one of the hardest things I am trying to master. So a little bit about me. I am a true Virgo. I am a perfectionist. I also am cynical at times, but when I'm rocking with you, I'm rocking with you, right? And so much so that I am such a huge giver. I'll give and give and give and give and give until I'm depleted, because I come from two parents that are also givers. One's also a Virgo, the other Pisces, but they both have big hearts. They give all the time. My dad, he's a little bit more structured in the way that he does it. But for me, it has always been a struggle to not overgive and to take time for myself and to say when enough is enough, or to stop allowing someone to have access to me, or just everyone. You know, you kind of start to beat yourself up and think it's you're being selfish. But I will tell you, the one thing that I've really learned was my second instance with a counselor, and she told me, you know what, Christina, that's not selfish, that's self-love. And what I just want to understand is, why is it that it is so hard for us as women, because we're such nurturing people, we care for so many other people outside of ourselves, we can see the goodness in everybody else, but it's so hard to take a moment and look in the mirror and give yourself the applause, like, give yourself the time. So for me, my personal journey, I have taken the time to really invest in me. I began going to counseling personally on my own, just to talk about me and the baggage that I have carried from my childhood. You know, my counselor says, nobody's ever born like this. We learn this. Right? We learn how to be this way. And so we need to get to the root of the issue that's causing you to function in this manner. And I was so thankful for her for that, because it forced me to look within. Like, it forced me to isolate the areas that I know have been keeping me bound up, and just not moving forward. So that made me focus on me. The biggest thing is, I don't know what everyone's beliefs are, but, you know, I've kind of just become an open mind of spirituality and just kind of learning and looking into other things. For me, my parents never forced church on us. I actually discovered it on my own while I was in college. And I started going to a Church of God, and it was a Pentecostal church, and I loved it, honestly. was in the choir, met a lot of great people, but some things happened to me there that it made me sick, and it made me really despise religion, not Christianity, just religion, like the act of functioning only because of the way that society has built it, right? So for me, I still went to church in different places as I moved here to Atlanta, but in meeting my partner, I can't even lie, he played a pivotal part in opening up my mind to the thought of doing my own research. And in doing so, I've become just a lot more open and just in understanding different perceptions and perspectives. And I took the time to start learning more about angel numbers and learning about chakras. And honestly, guys, I have found so much peace. I'm still very much so in relationship with God, and I understand that there's a higher being for me. But I'm just saying that sometimes societal bondage goes unnoticed. Sometimes we miss what we're supposed to get because we have bound ourselves up on the basis of something that somebody else has said and somebody else has rejected themselves. So I would encourage you just to look beyond, figure out what you need, right? Figure out what you need. I said all that to say, especially about angel numbers, I kept seeing the number 316. And of course, you know, Christians, we all think about John 3:16. But I went on, I dug a little bit deeper, and I looked into 316 angel numbers. You guys, I'm telling you, as much as he was on me, which is when I say he, I mean my partner, and then I felt like the universe just kept bringing this same message to me over and over and over. But 316, if you go and look it up, it actually is in reference to focusing on yourself. Like taking the time to focus on your creativity, focus just on you. Like be of positive mind, like reject negative thoughts. Just being really centered and focusing on you. You guys, I got so irritated. like, seriously, I've got so irritated because I got sick and tired of hearing the same thing. And I felt like, man, I'm investing in me. I'm going to see counseling. I'm going to meditate. I'm learning all these different things. And it's not enough, universe. Hello. And I'm still learning, guys, so please don't think that this journey is finished. But I can tell you is that I think the biggest thing in this whole journey is being honest with yourself first. Be honest about the bondage. Be honest that you're bound. You have to recognize it first. Like if you're constantly in denial and you're doing all these things to fix something just because you're going through the motion in hell. That's very similar to my thought about religion, right? You're going through the motion because you think it's going to fix something or it's because you're supposed to do it. You're really not doing anything. Like taking the time to really be present in meditation and really let your mind let go of some things and find your center and to appreciate just being in a space where you can focus on your needs, like truly focus on your needs and recognize and release yourself and find the things that you need to figure out, you know, those things that we stuff away and are deep, 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 deep in our subconscious. It's important. That's when you're really digging in and you're doing the work. Being of sound mind, y'all, it ain't nothing like it. I realized for me, especially in going through some life transitions, you know, I'm getting ready to get married. You know, y'all, you can get offended by anything. If you are not balanced, listen, if things inside of you are chaotic, you're going to try to control everything on the outside. But truly the part that needs to be fixed is the inside. And for me, I found myself being offended so easily, like by by the smallest things. And, you know, the whole thing is, the whole transition in this part of my life is already not an easy one. So to always be walking in fear of what someone else is thinking about you. And like I said, I have not mastered everything about this, but I'm learning. I'm learning to admit to myself first, like, honey, what if it wasn't even meant like that? You know, it wasn't even, what if no one even saw you? You know, so it's kind of laying those things down and saying, hey, I can't control it, no way. All I can do is be me and keep myself balanced and centered and of sound mind so that I'm not so all over the place. I think we have to always stop and just really do a temperature check. I call my friend, and I'm sure you guys will hear on here one day, but my friend Karina, I call her and I always say, hey, spirit check, what's going on? Because it's important. We all need to gauge where our spirit is. We all need to gauge where our head is. Like, where are you? Because if you're not happy, ladies, girls, if you're not happy, nobody else can be happy. It'll only be temporary. And I think once we clean house, we admit to the bondage that we're bound by, and then we start to attack it and we start to fix it and find some peace, some semblance of peace within ourselves. It's so crazy how the universe begins to bring things and God begins to bless situations, because it just happens naturally and organically in the way that it's supposed to be. My problem that I was bound by as well was being controlling. Like, I wanted to control. I'm a planner, y'all. Shoot, I'm a Virgo. Perfectionist, hello. I'm a planner, so I like order. I like for things to, sorry y'all, my bad. I like for things to be planned. I like for things to flow. If you plan for 90% of it or 99% of it, that 1% you can deal with, you know, of chaos, right? But life is not always built that way, where you can plan everything. I tried to plan when I was gonna get married, when I was gonna have kids. I thought I already had everything figured out, but God was cracking up at me and completely changed my life and my plan. But I had to admit that to myself, like, and it wasn't easy, y'all. It was through some knockout dragouts with people around me, because a wise man once told me, if the person doesn't see it, then they're not going to accept it. It makes no sense. It makes no sense to be such a pillar for change in someone else if they don't even see where the change should be happening or the need for the change. So I was that girl. She is me. I am her. But eventually, yeah, I just had to, in the process of learning about taking some time for me and cleaning out my house within me, I had to admit, like, man, I love order, you know, but this is just one thing I can't control. I always felt like my career was always in order. My love life was always up and down. I was like, man, and that was the one thing I just could not get true control over. And I learned, guys, that it ain't supposed to be. I can't control it. I can't control it, but what I can do is spend some time on me, fall in love with me, clean out the things that don't belong. Circumstances, hey, they leave deposits of things and pockets of things that you got to get up off you. And sometimes you don't even know is there until somebody else sees it. And it's not always meant to be offensive when someone recognizes something else in you. But it's really, like, honestly, let's be thankful. Let's be thankful to grow. Let's be thankful for differences. Let's be thankful for each other. Like, all of it. Because the fact that there's differences in all of us, ladies, girls, they help us sharpen one another. truthfully, because with the fact that you may think about something in a different way than I do, and you share that with me, and I'm able to at least turn, like, be able to step into another perspective, that's already growth right there. So I think that just sharing a little bit about me, like, in my personal experience, I just think it's time for us to really focus on self. Let's figure it out with the things that we got going on in us, and let's clean it up. Let's always spend some time with you. My counselor says, even if you're sitting in the car for 15 minutes, listening to a song, or you go take yourself out to eat, or you go to a movie, whatever it is that you need to do. For me, I like to sit in a room, close the door, and do a little meditation, to be really honest with you. I found that it's very nice to do that deep breathing. But let's figure this stuff out, and let's start appreciating each other and our differences. Ladies especially, let's compliment one another. Like, hey, girl, you killing that outfit. I wouldn't be able to wear it, but you are killing it. You know, rather than trying to see the bad in one another, because right now, especially as a community, we need each other. Like, we need each other. So, without continuing to rant, I just wanted to kind of share a little bit of myself and purpose. I don't know who this is going to help. I don't know who it's going to touch. I don't know who it's going to make mad or whatever the case may be, but just know that I love you. I love you either way. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to disagree, and we're going to agree to disagree, or we're going to have some margaritas and laugh and say, heck yeah, girl. Whatever it is that we do here, but I think that you won't be disappointed. Come back, listen, laugh, chime in, whatever it is that you feel like you want to do. Let's make this thing, like, really go. Let's talk. Let's really, really talk. Girl talk. And men, chime in. Shoot. If you want to really listen and figure out what a woman is thinking, a lot of us are very similar, but very different, ladies. I know. But there's some similarities. And, hey, we need y'all. We need the men to chime in on this. So until next time, thank you so much for listening to my first episode of Girl Talk. And, hey, keep an eye out for many, many, many more. See you soon.